The new medical campus at Cape Breton University has welcomed about 30 students. It's a partnership between Dalhousie Medical School and CBU. The campus senior associate dean, Dr. Stephanie Langley, says students are being encouraged to practice in rural Nova Scotia communities when they become doctors. And she goes on to say fewer people will need a family doctor thanks to the new school.
Cape Breton Medical Campus was a huge investment by the province of Nova Scotia to really address the shortage of family physicians in rural Nova Scotia. So the whole impetus of this campus is to train, 30 family doctors to graduate, eventually 30 family doctors a year. So students are in a family medicine pathway. They've kind of like committed to doing family medicine on acceptance into the Cape Breton Medical Campus and have committed and actually signed a contract with the government to do a five-year return of service when they're done their training to kind of work as a family physician in rural Nova Scotia. So that is pretty exciting for, people out there that don't have a family doctor at the present time. This is certainly going to address that and hopefully maybe, take our need a family practice registry down to zero eventually.
Langley says recruiters will work with students and encourage them to discover rural Nova Scotia as their future home and workspace.
I mean, certainly the recruitment team, Nova Scotia Health's recruitment team, is anxious to kind of like meet with our students. The interesting thing is in third year, our students will go across rural Nova Scotia and spend their third year of medical school in the communities that they may eventually choose to work in. So they will get a chance during their medical training to spend a full year in a community, understand the role of the family physician in that community, how that physician interacts with the specialty community, basically how medicine is run in that community. And the hopes would be that's a good early introduction to rural family medicine. Once they do their residency training, they may go back to that community and ultimately practice there. So it is kind of built into their undergrad curriculum to have an early introduction to rural medicine in Nova Scotia.
Fundraising plays a critical role in modern day medicine.
The development team at Cape Breton University has very strong, interest in raising funds to help with medical education. So we have several bursaries available to students. As you know, the campus has a rural Indigenous pathway for Indigenous students as well as Nova Scotian Black candidates. So the development team is very much in tune with, businesses and, various donors towards raising money to assist with medical education, which is a very expensive endeavor on the students' part.
CBMC delivers the exact same curriculum as Dalhousie Medical School's primary campus in Halifax and St. John. The new facility at CBU cost about $60 million. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.